In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So this is Luis in the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3, and we are on page 10, the top of the page, volume 36, 7, 11, 1938. Jesus says, "There is no greater honor that we can give to the creatures, and no glory that we, Triune God, can receive from the creatures that make us more glorified, more happy, more triumphant than letting our holy divine will operate in their act." So here Jesus is showing us, he's now bringing us to the greatest honor that God can give to us, the greatest glory that we can give to God, and he says that makes us more glorified, more happy, more triumphant, and he says than letting our most holy divine will operate in our acts. So every thought, every word, every deed. This is our rounds, our acts, our prevenient act in the morning, our actual acts throughout the day. So Jesus is telling us that what the saints have done by doing the will of God cannot compare to what God is now asking us to do. And what does this mean? Well, it's the third decree of the Holy Trinity. The first decree was of the first fiat of creation, what God created everything with the fiat lux. The second fiat was the fiat mihi of redemption because of Our Lady's yes. The incarnation took place and we were redeemed. And now he says, we're going to begin to enter into the third fiat, the fiat voluntas tua. This is the time of sanctification. And he says that in the creation, there every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water, everything that's in the universe is an I love you to us. And Jesus says that this universe is ours. We can dwell in this universe. We begin to accept all these I love yous of God. And the redemption was after Adam fell. It took the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary, to bring redemption to the earth. And now there are more I love yous in Jesus and Mary's tears and sorrow and blood than in all of creation. There's more I love yous. Why? Because Jesus, the Son of God, Mary, Theotokos, the Mother of God, went through this. So by doing our acts and our rounds in creation and redemption, Jesus says, is really sanctification. And he says, with a third fiat, with sanctification, there's more I love yous than in creation and redemption combined. How can that be? Well, in the name of everyone and everything, every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed, in the name of every human being, past, present, and future, we pray. But not only that, it's everything that God brought into existence. So we are the voice, Jesus says, of every I love you back to God for everything that God has created in creation. So what is happening is this is an explosion of I love yous from earth to heaven as God originally planned. And now Jesus is saying, he saved the best for last. Now he's saying to us that he wants us to begin to understand this participation of doing our rounds and living in the rounds, living in the acts of God. So this is what Jesus is asking. So it says, we feel, this is the Triune God, feel locked in Luis's act, because Luis is the only one that's doing it. Luis is the only human born of original sin that is doing this. We feel locked in Luis's act, and while we still being free as God, to operate in the human circle as only a God can do. Okay, so here God is free, total freedom, yet he's locked in the act. What does that mean? That when Luisa doesn't act in the divine will, what happens at that point is it's God that's doing it in Luisa. If you did the readings today in the calendar, especially the last reading, it was very, very clear that what God wants is he wants to operate in us. You know, the saints say, you know, we saints basically, we want to become like God. Okay? And that's what the saints doing, the will of God. Jesus is now saying, I want to reign in you. I want to do what you do, what the human does. So what does that mean? Every thought, every word, every deed, every gaze, every sound that you hear, every word that you speak. Jesus says, I want to reign in you. So there's a vast difference of what the saints have done and now what God wants to do. He wants to do this in us. He says to Luis, I want you to become my skin. No, he doesn't say that. He says to Luisa, I want you to be my skin. That's what he says. So that I can reign in you. I can gaze in your gazing. I can listen in your listening. I can walk in your walking. And then he said today, this is the best thing that he said today. He says, I want to beat in your heart beating, but I don't want you to love with your heart. Now, what does that mean? He says, your heart is limited. I want you to love with the infinite love of God. See, God wants to do this. God wants to reign in us. When God breathed into the dust, the image and likeness that came out of the dust, the image and likeness of God came out of the dust. And Jesus is saying now, I want you, that's all of us who have the book of heaven. You're reading this, you're studying this. Jesus basically placed this in our hands. He says, I want you to begin to live a life that the saints never even dreamed of, where I am reigning in you, that I am gazing in your gazing, I'm speaking in your speaking, I'm loving in your loving, not with your heart, but with the infinite heart of God. So we can see that this image and likeness of God that came out of the dust is now, God wants this now for us. He just doesn't want us to be good and holy and saintly anymore. That was for the saints. That's volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. He's asking us now to enter into this abundant life, to begin to live this abundant life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus says, how much will God give to those who ask for the Holy Spirit? How much God wants to give to you, especially for those who are asking for the Holy Spirit. So this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this sanctification of man begins now. So our Lord is looking at us and he's saying, you know, would you allow me to reign in you? You know, and that's why he said, it's not to become a living tabernacle, but to have God reigning in us, God being, he's becoming to live in us, is not us living in God, which is a minority, but divinity reigning in humanity. That's what happened with Jesus. That's what they gave to the Blessed Mother, making her Theotokos, the Mother of God. And now Jesus is saying, I want you, this is each and every one of us, to share in my divinity. This is what God wants. So he says, when a soul does this in their acts, he says, I triune God, we triune God, feel locked as a God, even though we're totally free, but now we're locked in that act. It becomes a divine act. Why? God is doing it. So it's not just doing the will of God in a saintly, good, and holy way, but letting Jesus reign in us so that he accomplishes what he's doing. So he is gazing in our gazing, so that becomes a divine act. He is listening in our listening, so it becomes a divine act. Why? Because Jesus is doing this, and that's what he's asking of us to do. So he says, doing this is an exultant love for us, exuberant love for us. It's not anything that God has seen in the saints. It's an exuberant love that the Father sees in Jesus. It's an exuberant love that God sees in the Blessed Mother. God became man because of Mary's fiat. No other human could have done that. Yet Jesus says this is the exuberant love that is in us, triune God. We, triune God, love our divine act in which we, triune God, see in the action of our divine power and our unreachable beauty, our divine sanctity, our divine love, our divine goodness, covered all, kisses and embracing everyone and everybody, in our divine qualities. Again, that's the sixth day when you pray the first six days of Our Lady of Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, to receive the divine qualities of God. How, Jesus says, how not to love, divinely love, such a great divine act. It's Jesus that's doing it. So we look at the lives of the saints, and we love the saints. They're good and holy and saintly. They showed us how to do this, volume 1 through volume 10. How to become a saint, how to begin to live the life of a saint. But no saint ever received volume 11 through volume 20, 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. No saint ever had that. Why? It wasn't time for that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't time for the world to be sanctified. Now is the time that God is getting this ready. So he's looking at us and he's saying to us, are you understanding why you are alive today? Do you begin to understand why I want you to live today? It's not just to be good and holy and saintly, which the saints have taught for 2,000 years. It's now to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why filled with the Holy Spirit? So that you can live volume 20 through volume 36 to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, to really become an heir of God. This is what God is looking for. He's looking for us to become a divine heir. We are supposed to be clothed in nobility. Adam was naked. He lost his clothing of nobility. He lost the divine will. Jesus hung on the cross naked to take the place of Adam, the sinful Adam, and all our sins. He shed every drop of his blood for us. And now when he rose from the dead, he's clothed in divinity. Our Lady assumed into heaven, clothed in divinity. This is what we're going to see when we see Luisa. It's going to be a human born of original sin, who's clothed in divinity. This is the sanctification of sanctifications that's coming. It's the sanctity of sanctity. And God wants to get us ready for this. So he's telling us, what is the greatest thing that you can do? What is the greatest thing that God can receive from us? What's the greatest thing? What's the greatest honor, the greatest glory? He says, doing an act in the divine will. Why? You're saying to Jesus, you breathe in my breathing. You beat in my heart beating. You gaze in my gazing. You walk in my walking. I don't want to do this humanly anymore. I want to live in your divine will. What does it mean to live in your divine will? That you, Jesus, live in me. So that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to allow him to begin to live a life that the saints only dreamed of. And why? Because now is the time. As Father Bucci says, the time for St. Francis was for his time. The time for St. Thomas Aquinas was his time. The time of Luisa, he says, is our time. And what God is expecting of us is to read, to study, and to put this into practice, to begin to live this. And this has to become our everything. That's what Jesus says. He says, if I see the souls who want this more than anything, I will give it to the world. Which means he hasn't found anybody yet who wants this more than anything. So he says to us, do you want to do this? And it's open. You know, if we read this, if we study this, if we listen to Jesus, what he's saying, there should be no question that this is what we want. There should be no question that God is asking us to do this. Yet he's waiting for our fiat. He's waiting for our yes. And again, covering all with kisses and embraces. This is heaven and earth kissing. This is the wedding feast of heaven, which Jesus wants us to begin to live now. Everybody embracing everyone and everything, kissing everyone and everything in our divine qualities. Then he says, how not to love a such great act? So he says, as a God, there's no way that he cannot love this because it's him. He's doing it. God is so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect. He's so loving that if we saw him right now with human eyes, we would die of ecstasy. He's so beautiful. And in his goodness, he hides from us. even in the monstrance, when we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. He hides from us because he's so beautiful, he's so holy, he's so perfect, he's so loving, that Scripture says no man can see God and live. And yet, Jesus is saying, with the divine will, he, Jesus says, is going to be able to see in our seeing, hear in our hearing, speak in our speaking. He says, I've created the human senses for God. And as Catholics, we already see God. We see God in the Blessed Sacrament. That host that looks like bread, tastes like bread, is God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. We kneel in front of him and we adore him and we worship him. You know, we hear Jesus in the gospel when he speaks. Smell the incense of the holy incense, the odor of sanctity. It's the sanctity of heaven. We begin to experience the holding on to hands where two or three are gathered. Jesus says, I am there. God is in our midst. When we taste, we can taste Jesus when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. It's our senses are changing already. Yet, it's only the beginning. Where Jesus says, we are going to see God. And it says, when we see God, we will become like him, for we will see him as he is. That's what's coming. So Jesus is getting us ready for this perennial communion that Adam had, where Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. We, Triune God, love Louisa. Louisa, who called us. Louisa, who gave us her act, allowing us to do, and listen to this, to do and act so great within Louisa. It's like Louisa has become the image and likeness of God. How not to love Louisa? So what's happening? Jesus is saying, this is what you do. Call on the Triune God. Come divine will. Come breathe in my breathing. That's what we do every morning when we do our prevenient act. Come divine will. Come gaze in my gazing. Come divine will. We're calling on the Lord to reign in us. I want to give you, Triune God, my act of gazing, of listening, of walking, of swimming, of dancing. You do all of this in me. I don't want to do this anymore humanly. Why? Because you want us to do this divinely, like you did with Louisa, like you did in the Blessed Mother, the new Eve, like you did yourself, Jesus, on earth, the new Adam. He says very clearly, how not to love the soul? Why? Because the soul is allowing us, Triune God, to do a divine act in the soul. So this is why Adam lived in God's image and likeness, which came out of the dust, was the image and likeness of God. And he says, now, I want this to begin again. I want this to begin. And when we do this, how perfect it is. Jesus is doing it. That's why it's perfect. Jesus is doing it. And we're getting closer to Jesus, not a personal relationship with Jesus. That's not what God wants. He wants an intimate relationship with him, where he breathes in our breathing and beat in our heart beating and walking in our walking. He's asking more than he's asked before. But this is what he originally asked of Adam and Eve when they began. She, Louisa, who served as our bearer to operate so many of our wonders, okay? The first bearer was Our Lady, okay? And now Jesus is saying, I want you to be like my mother, to give birth to me. How? Jesus, I want you to gaze in my gazing. I give you permission to walk in my walking. I want to give birth to you reigning in me. So it's not just the Blessed Mother who gave a perfect birth to Jesus. He's asking us to also become a bearer of Jesus, to give birth to Jesus, to operate so many of God's wonders. So when we look at the divine will, it's to just look at the heavens, to look at the sky, to look at the clouds, to look at the leaves on the tree. You're saying to Jesus, I want you to gaze in my gazing so that you can give the Father with this gazing, that you can give the Father all the love, all the glory, all the praise that you, Jesus, gave to your Heavenly Father. But I want you to use me. I give you permission to reign in me. See, God's a gentleman. He will not say, I'm going to do this. He says, I want to do this. Who would give me the opportunity? The only one that did at this point was Louisa. And Jesus says, when I find other souls that want what Louisa wanted this gift, I will give it to the world. So he's looking at us and he's saying to us, you know, are you going to become God's bearer? Are you going to operate so many divine wonders? Are you going to begin to do this? And that's why to focus on the divine will is so great. It's not to pray the prayers of the saints. The saints, they're wonderful, beautiful, holy, saintly prayers, but they're not Jesus's prayers. See, you say to Jesus, pray in my praying. I want you to give the Father all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that you, Jesus, give to the Father through me. And we get out of the way so God can honor the Father in us on earth as the saints praise God in heaven. Yet, we are the ones that Jesus says, he says, this is an act of our power, unreachable beauty, our divine sanctity, our divine love, our divine goodness, covering everyone and everything, past, present, and future, with the kisses of heaven. See, God is saying, I'm ready to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. I'm ready to fulfill the Our Father. And it's Luisa's role, if we listen to Archbishop Beccheri in Dawn of a Mystery, he says it's Luisa's role to do this. No other saint was given this but Luisa. So God is looking at us and he's saying, would you work with Luisa so this can happen quickly? What wouldn't we try and God give to Luisa? And who could ever refuse Luisa anything? Her anything. So Jesus is saying that what Luisa is doing, all of mankind agrees with in the divine will. What Luisa is doing, all of heaven is concurring with Luisa. What Luisa is doing, Jesus is doing. What Luisa is doing, the Blessed Mother is doing. And the triune God is participating in this act. Do you see? That's the image and likeness of God. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image. Through this great gift of the divine will, we enter into God's likeness. What wouldn't we triune God give to the soul who wants to do our acts and our rounds in the divine will? Hopefully that's us. Who could ever refuse the souls who want to live in the divine will anything? It is sufficient to tell you that one who lives in our divine will, that's Luisa, and hopefully it begins to be us, leaves everyone else behind. All the saints are behind. Okay, remember, Jesus says that the saints are like a halo around the sun. The sun is where God lives. Say, the sun of the divine will is where God dwells. And the saints are like a halo around the sun. He says, but the little children of the Holy Divine will enter into the sun and participate in God. That's what God wants. You have to picture yourself as a drop of water a mile above the Pacific Ocean, in the dead center of the Pacific Ocean. And then God says, are you willing to enter into this life? We are nothing. We're nothing. We're humans. We're creatures. But we let go. We say fiat. We enter into this ocean, a drop of water into this infinite ocean of God's love. And what happens? We participate in God. Everything in that ocean now belongs to us. Why? We participate in that ocean. Everything in that ocean belongs to me, belongs to you. This is the same thing for God. When we enter into this life of God, everything of God is ours. All of creation is ours. All of redemption is ours. All of sanctification is ours. This is what it means to be sanctified. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. It's nothing less than that. It is sufficient to tell you that one who lives in our divine will leaves all the saints behind. Why? You're participating in God. You're not just adoring God from the outside. You participate in God, with God, through God, for God. She, Louisa, is first in divine sanctity. She is first in divine beauty. She is first in divine love. She is the newborn. She is the firstborn of this. No other human besides Adam lived this. Jesus lived it as the Son of God. Mary lived it as the Theotokos, the Mother of God. But the saints didn't live in this. But why? It wasn't time. It's just like Moses. Moses did not receive the ontological change at baptism. He didn't receive baptism. David didn't receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. It wasn't time. But when the saints came, they had the saints. They had the sacraments and the sacramentals. But the saints did not have Louisa to enter into this abundant life. So God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life that Louisa possesses. We, Triune God, can feel our divine echo. And that's why the Echo Book is so important. It's to pray the prayers that Jesus and Mary taught Louisa. We, Triune God, can feel our divine echo in Louisa. We can feel our divine breath in Louisa. Louisa doesn't pray for, but takes what she wants from our divine treasures. Why is this true? Why doesn't she have to pray for it? Because she lives in it. She doesn't have to pray for it. Adam, Jesus said, did not have to pray. He didn't have to pray. Everything was his. All he did was participate in all that God did. And now Jesus is saying, I want us, the little children of the Holy Divine Will, to enter into this life. He wants to feel his echo in our prayers. It's God's prayer in us. Jesus praying my praying. Jesus wants to feel his breath in our breath. It's Jesus breathing my breathing. I do not want to breathe humanly anymore. She doesn't pray for. You don't have to pray for anything. Why? You're entering into the life of God. This, again, you have to understand, this is what sanctification is. But takes what she wants from our divine treasures. Everything is ours. Like I said, once that drop of water hits the ocean, everything in that ocean belongs to that drop. When we enter in, and again, that's what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. We are the drop of water. We are the nothing. And yet, entering into that wine, that cup of wine, the drop fuses and diffuses, and that drop of wine that drop of water becomes wine. That's what God wants us to participate in him. Therefore, cherish always in your heart to live in our divine will. So that's what God is asking of us. You have to treasure this. You have to desire it. You have to treasure it. You have to want it. You have to begin to live this life. This is what God is waiting for. After this, he added, my daughter, our divine will circulates in all created things as blood in the veins. The primary act, the motion, the heat is always its own. Okay, so in the divine will, the primary act, the prime act of God, the motion of God, the heat, the warmth of God is always its own. Just like the blood. It's the heart pumps the blood in our veins. And without that, there's no life. And it's the same thing here. He says, but if my divine will finds a creature who recognizes the divine will and wants to live in the divine will, while the divine will keeps circulating in everything, the divine will concentrates in this soul, in this creature, forming its own support to operate its marvels. And while with power and divine immensity, it never leaves anyone. It opens its communications with this soul for the benefit of all those who have ears to listen to them, the intelligence to understand them, the heart to receive them and to love them. So Jesus is saying, he's going to begin with our intellect, memory, and will, everything. Everything's going to happen. Again, the primary act, the motion, the heat, is always of its own. In my divine will, I find a creature who recognizes it, and hopefully we recognize this by now, who want to live in the divine will. Hopefully we want to live in the divine will, and we say that to Jesus, I want to live in your divine will. Come, divine will, come reign in me. While the divine will keeps circulating in everything and everyone, it will concentrate itself in this soul. And that's what God's waiting for. He says, I can't find anybody that wants this. forming its own support to operate its divine marvels. And while divine power and divine immensity, it never leaves anyone, but it opens its communications within that soul who wants it for the benefits of all the others who will have the ears to listen, the intelligence to understand, the heart to receive, and to love what God is doing in the divine will. So let's just look at your family. Okay, your family doesn't want this gift. Okay? But when you live in the divine will, it's a new beginning for them. And a new beginning for them is they're going to begin to live this abundant life. This is the benefit. As you speak, it's Jesus speaking. As you gaze, it's Jesus gazing. You're saying, "I want you to do this, Lord." Your family will begin to have the ears to listen. They'll begin to have the intelligence to understand. And they will begin to receive these gifts of the divine will and love them. In this creature, it shall deposit its grace and its keenness of love. While in the human will, living in it, shall serve as the room in which to continue its operating act, forming its center, its divine chamber, for its continuous expression of love. Okay, the one thing that's so amazing about that is the human will was made for God. God is supposed to live in our human will, not us. What's in our human will now? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's in our human will. What is the human will? When you go to confession, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do." We're a wreck. Why? We're in the chamber. That's the chamber for God. And that's why he says, Adam threw God out and said, "I'm going to do my own human will." So what's happening? It's very, very true. In this soul that loves the divine will, it shall deposit divine graces, divine keenness of love, divine love. And while the human will living in it shall serve as the room for who? For God. Which will continue God's operating act. God will form in its center. God will form its divine chamber, for it is continuous expression of God's divine love in the human. So again, we got to get back in order, okay? A lot of the saints had strong human wills. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You read the lives of the saints, and they're very difficult people to live with. Because they're demanding. In the divine will, our God is asking us to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Why? Jesus is reigning there. As the creature does her acts in my most holy divine will, she is reborn in God and God in her. See, it's a new beginning. And these births, and again, it's not just a being reborn at one point. It's a constant rebirth. He says very, very clearly, "And these births shall make a new horizon arise." This is a new beginning. New heavens and new earth are coming. More beautiful heavens, brighter suns, new divine knowledges. For every additional act that Louisa does, and we do with Louisa, does in our most holy divine will, we, triune God, feel more moved to make ourselves known. See, that's why, as you read it again, it's more beautiful. As you read the divine will again, it's more beautiful. As you read the divine will again, it's more beautiful. It's every additional act that you do in our holy divine will, we, triune God, feel more moved to make ourselves known. We, triune God, feel more confident. Listen to that. In placing our trust in that soul. What's the trust? It's saying to the soul, "You will share in my divinity. You will share in my divine qualities." That's what's saying. This is what the priest says at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. You read St. Peter in the epistle of St. Peter, second epistle. It says, God has called us to be divinized. That doesn't mean we become gods, but we share in his divinity. We feel more confident in placing our trust in that soul. Why? I can see that you will not say no to divinity like Adam did. Therefore I will give you more. And this is on earth before we die. That's the thing our Lord is looking for. He's really looking for us to give our fiat. This is, again, it's nothing less than God gazing in our gazing, talking in our talking, breathing in our breathing, walking in our walking. You're in communion with God throughout the whole day. There's none of this me, mine stuff. It's Jesus. We're focused on Jesus. We're in communion with Jesus. We are, again, this intimacy with Jesus. He says very clearly, since our divine will is in her, we feel more confident placing our trust in this soul because our divine will is in this soul. She shall know how to keep with jealousy what we, Triune God, tell her and what we, Triune God, give her. Now think about that. You begin to understand the language of God. You begin to understand this new beginning that God wants to give us. He really wants us to begin to trust in Him, believe in Him, hope in Him. She knows how to keep jealously with jealousy what we tell her. Okay, so when we read, okay, think about this. Jesus is speaking to us every day as we read. He says, I will touch your mind that you will understand it. I will touch your heart that you will love it. As you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, and again, we develop a divine jealousy for it. What does that mean? It means all the other things that we're reading, we put off to the side. Even the holy things. Why? Because Jesus wants to give you a divine reality. So you read the lives of the saints, and they're wonderful, they're beautiful, they're holy, they're saintly, but it's not divine will. See, what God is waiting for us is to have this jealousy of what Jesus tells us through Louisa. You can't find it in any other writings. Jesus says that. There's no other writings like this, he says. These writings, he says, these are the only writings that will transform a soul. How can it be transformed? Jesus is speaking to us. He says, I will stand right beside you to touch your mind so that you understand it. I will touch your heart so that you will love it. Therefore, in every new birth, and again, that's constant. Every heartbeat is a new birth. Every breath is a new birth. Every step is a new birth. Everything that you do during the day is a new birth. It's to begin to live a life that you've never lived before. That's what these new births are. To begin to experience God in a way that you didn't the day before. You couldn't the day before. Why? Everything is built on another. So what the Lord is saying is he says that to Louisa, I want you to be reborn continuously. And then looking at the soul, every new birth, that she shall rise to a new love, a new sanctity, a new beauty. So again, when you see new, you have to put God's name there. To God's love, God's sanctity, God's beauty. A new birth, God's birth. Rise to a new love, a new sanctity, a new beauty. This has never been seen before by any of the saints. It's been seen by us. Why? Because we have the book of heaven. And this book of heaven, Jesus says, will transform the church and transform the world. And as we can see, the church needs a lot of help at this point. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to keep complaining about. God is in charge. He's got this all planned. It's all planned. He knows exactly what he, as Lord, as Master, as King, is going to do. And he looks at us and he says, do you trust me? This is why St. John Paul II gave us the divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Okay, if we can't trust in him, then we're not going to be able to get through what's coming. What's coming is it's going to be a shakedown. God is going to make sure that everybody gets what they want. And that's the terrifying thing. We have to want what God wants. If we want what we want, God says, fine, I'll give it to you. He gave the devil hell. That's what the devil wanted. We have to understand what's coming is we have to truly be under the mantle of Mary, Number one. Number two, we have to be little children. And that's what the little children of the Holy Divine Will are called to be. Little nothings. You know, to be under the protection of the Blessed Mother. And thirdly, we have to have complete confidence in God, trust in God. And that's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to have such confidence in Him that we can say to Him, I want nothing but this gift. I want nothing but this gift. I want to dive off the high diving board a mile in the sky and be that little drop of nothing hid in the ocean. That's the ocean of God's love. Infinite ocean of God's love. I am nothing. You are everything. And I want to participate in you. And that's the thing that God is waiting for. Do we trust Him enough? Do we believe in Him enough? Are we confident enough in Him and Him alone? Again, it goes back to the first thing that you do when you give up your human will. Okay, you have to sacrifice your human will in honor of God. That's the very first step Our Lady taught Louisa. What is a sacrifice? It's a killing. A sacrifice is making sure that it's dead. And the second step is emptying yourself of your human will. Okay, it's like taking your twin, which is you. It's not really your twin. It's you living in your human will, and this has to stop. And it's you. What do? After you kill it, you drain the blood out of it. Okay, then what do? It says you offer it up to God, sacrifice it up to God. Then you tie it to the throne of God. I mean, you really have to understand, to sacrifice your human will is not to give it life. What is the life of your human will? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That has to stop. So we have to understand the sacrifice is to say to God, I no longer want to live this miserable human will anymore. So use your free will to choose. Do you want your human will, which you say in confession every week? That's the life that you hate, the life that you can't stop, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin? Or do you want to live in God's holy divine will where there's peace, joy, and happiness? One has to die. One has to die. Either God's will has to die and you do what you want and you end up in hell, or your human will has to die so that you only want God's holy divine will. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for this. Therefore, this every new birth shall rise to a new divine love, a new divine sanctity, a new divine beauty. That's what God wants for us. He's tired. Like, what does He say in the third appeal? I'm tired of the way you're living. And since you haven't come after Me, I'm going to come after you. And I'm going to wage war against you. It's not a war of blood, but it's a war of love. He says, I'm going to take all your misery and destroy it. I'll burn it. I'll drown it. I'll crush it. Why? He says, I want you to begin to live the life that I've planned from the beginning. And this is the only place where you can find how to live this life. Planned from the beginning. Image and likeness of God. Then looking at Louisa. In a delirium of love, we triumph God say to Louisa, our divine will makes you more and more beautiful, more and more a saint. And the more you live in the divine will, the more you grow and rise again in our divine being. You see what God is asking of us? He's asking us to become more and more beautiful, more and more a saint, more and more to live in the divine will, not to do the will of God like the saints, but to live in the will of God like Jesus and Mary did. The more you grow, the more you rise again. Again, this is the resurrection. He says, why did I rise from the dead? He says, to give it to you now. That you begin to live the resurrection now. Not after you die. That's not what the resurrection is. It's not after you die. It's to live in the divine will now. To live that fullness of faith. They may come divine will, come reign on earth, in Me on earth, as the saints have it in heaven. Rise again, to grow more, to rise again in our divine being. So the Lord is waiting for us to do this. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. He says, for every new act that you do, our divine will imposes itself to make us, Triune God, give you what is divine, what is ours, and to tell you divinely new secrets, secrets that the angels don't even know of, to grant you new discoveries of our divine love. So you can see what God is doing. This is every act that you do. So from the morning when you do your prevening act and your actual acts throughout the day, as you do, as you're washing the dishes, as you're, you know, vacuuming the floor, as you're driving, as you're walking, Jesus is saying, why are you doing this? Jesus, I want you to do this. I want you to walk in my walking. I want you to gaze in my gazing. I want you to breathe in my breathing. I want you to beat in my heart beating. Every new act that you do, our divine will imposes itself to make us, Triune God, give to you what is divine, to tell you divine secrets, to grant you divine discoveries of our divine love. This is ours if we want it. It's ours if we wish it. All we have to do is say fiat. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.